Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sam Zeitz is our guest. He's a new friend, but not for long. CEO of the technology company Grubber. That's two B's and two R's. Sam, tell us again about Grubber. How does it work?
So, Grubber, we're leaders in the self-ordering technology arena. So, self-ordering kiosks that you would experience when you're in a restaurant or a stadium or arena, airport. You know, kiosks are popping up everywhere, but also online ordering, mobile ordering. Everything is changing. If you remember back 10, 15 years ago, we used to go to the airport. We used to stand in this long line for a ticketing agent.
I love airline kiosks. I love those things.
Exactly. So that part of airline travel is frictionless. It's a pleasant experience. Yeah. Up until you hit security, you've positive experience going on. Well, the same thing is going to happen in the restaurants. People are either going to order on their mobile, on their kiosks, or on third-party delivery apps like Uber Eats or Grubhub. Mm-hmm. The cashiers and the point-of-sale systems are going to disappear, and they're not needed. And, the restaurant industry has been notorious laggards on technology. If you look at a restaurant, nothing has really changed.
What's going to happen, Sam, going forward is we're going to see people are going to come through this process, and they're going to look at their systems going forward based on how they've been able to operate during this time, and they're going to reevaluate their operating statement. They're going to reevaluate their expenses and how they use their money going forward in terms of payroll, in terms of office space, in terms of travel, for example. That's going to be the reordering of contribute to the reordering of how we do business going forward, including, as you say, including the self-checkout. What do you think?
Absolutely. Two things are going to drive it. The first thing is what we discussed earlier is the changing, consumer and what their expectations and demands are as a result of this, social distancing and things of that sort. And the second is the economic reality that we're going to be in a pretty significant recession, and those restaurants and those retailers that are going to want to survive are going to be forced to become more efficient. And, the more efficient ones will survive. The ones that are at the forefront of embracing technology and innovation will come out the other side of this stronger, and the others are going to end up failing.
On the recession thing, Sam, I don't really like using that term. I'd like to ask you to not do that, to stop saying that, because I don't think it helps to talk about that. I think that's an economist term, and the reason I say that is, at this moment, I'd kind of be happy for a recession, wouldn't you? A recession would be better than what we have at this moment, wouldn't it?
It is, but here's the other thing. We had an extremely strong economy going into this. And if my household is any indication, once this quarantine expires, there is so much pent-up demand in this country that things are going to explode. And I'll tell you,
that's my point
China
about the recession.
What I was going to say is China's been acting as the canary in the coal mine. And if you want to see how their consumers have been behaving since they've come out, I saw a report over the weekend that a luxury brand store was opened for the first time, and they did $2.7 million in a day out of one retailer. That's a lot of
business. Well, one of the things, Sam, that I think is I think you're exactly right, and that's the reason why I don't like to talk about recessions, because a recession is two negative quarters, and it is and in a row. And I'm not saying we won't have that happen, but I think the pent up demand and the way the world is going to think differently about the about supply chain, I think this is going to be good for America. I think it's going to be bad for China. And I think a year from now, we won't be happy that this happened. This will still be a sad time in the history of the world. But a year from now, I think we'll be back up to you know the kind of expansion that we had earlier this year. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, look at how our companies and our business leaders have risen to the occasion. They look at it probably hasn't happened. What has occurred in the shift to manufacturing, to new products hasn't occurred probably since World War II. So, the ability, you look at companies like Dyson, and within a matter of a few weeks, they're manufacturing, ventilators and improving them. I mean, it's unbelievable how all the different companies, whether it's pharmaceuticals, manufacturing. So I think you're absolutely right. I think you're going to see a shift from overseas, specifically China. And I think it's going to be, not just in the U.S. I think a lot of the rest of the world is going to look at moving things away from China, from a manufacturer.
One of my guests said Mexico is going to become the new China. Hey, Sam, I got to wrap it up. Grubber.com, two B's and two G's, two R's on the end of there. Hey, Sam, will you come back?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on today.
Love having you on the show. We'll do it again real soon. Sam Zeitz, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of the technology company Grubber. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.